listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the man in the Bible who was doomed to die. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 25, where we read, "So she brought it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they rose and went away that night." Friend, if you knew that you would die tomorrow, what would you do? You might be severely troubled. King Saul was. He lived in rebellion against God for so long and in such depth that it was like quicksand that he couldn't get out of. In desperation, he reached out to a witch, an occult spirit medium, for some kind of answer. All she had for him was confirmation of the judgment to come. And in some strange way, the prophet Samuel delivered a message from the world beyond. This was the message from the prophet Samuel. "Tomorrow you and your sons will die, and you will join me in the realm of the dead." If you want to know how bad Saul's condition was, the only comfort he received was from the occult spirit medium he unwisely sought for answers. She saw that he was severely troubled, and she tried to help him in the only way that she could think of, to give him a bit of food to distract his mind and strengthen his body. What a strange scene it was. Two rebels against God, one a witch and the other a king, each doomed with the sentence of God's judgment set against them. Saul and his servants ate that meal like men about to be executed, eating their last meal. The last line of this chapter is, "Then he rose and went away that night." Saul wanted to bravely accept his fate, but on this last night of his life, he showed how foolish he was. He got the message from Samuel that he asked for, yet it did nothing to change his heart or his mind. All he learned was that in the next 24 hours, he and his sons would be dead. Now, obviously, he would have been better to have never have sought this strange revelation from the medium of Endor. Saul's problem was not that he didn't know God's will, or even that he didn't know his own destiny. His problem was that for many, many years, he lived in rebellion against God, and those habits had become deeply ingrained in his being. Therefore, even knowing that he would die in battle before the next evening came, there was no repentance, no surrender from the king who was doomed to die. God is rich in mercy and grace. He gave Saul one last gift, the gift of knowing the time of his soon death. If we knew that we only had one more day to live, we would probably be troubled, but it would also be a gift, a few more hours to make sure that all is right with God, all is right with man, and all is right with my soul. That is a gift that many people never have. Saul had it, and he rejected the wise use of that gift, just as he had done most of his life. We believe in what is sometimes called deathbed conversion. The thief on the cross in Luke chapter 23 shows us that someone can truly trust God in the last moments of their life. Yet the problem is that when a life is so set in rejecting God, that there's often little desire to turn to him in the last hours. It's hard to get out of a rut that one has spent decades digging. Friends, there is one deathbed conversion in the Bible so that no one would despair, but there is only one so that no one would presume. Don't despair and don't presume. Put your trust in God today, so that even if it were your last day, it would give him glory and prepare you for eternity. That's some wisdom that I hope you can take to heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.